Teachers in Illinois are being introduced to what's being called green chemistry, using much smaller amounts of hazardous chemicals, or none at all, to conduct experiments for demonstration. Bill Nelson is a chemical process specialist with the University of Illinois. He says not only is green chemistry safer for students, it won't leave behind a legacy of chemicals needing disposal. Nelson says there's no reason to worry that students won't get the full impact of working with larger supplies of chemicals.
Students will be taught a healthy respect for chemicals, but what we're trying to do is limit the chemicals that are used in the classroom and laboratories to as minimal as possible so that down the road we don't face the difficulties oftentimes we face now with disposal.
Nelson says one prime example is mercury. It was widely used in classrooms until it was linked to a variety of illnesses. Now schools are trying to round up old mercury supplies and dispose of them properly. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tom Rogers.